a brand new episode of Be There with Belson, the podcast Boy George listened to during his morning rubdown from his personal masseuse. He said he often has a happy ending whenever he hears Nelson Mandela's voice. What a week it's been as Dan on Tuesday took his annual pilgrimage to the burial site of Sir Bruce Forsyth, where he shed several tears and performed a tap dance routine in his honour. Meanwhile, Gavin has been recovering from a small procedure. Whilst he doesn't want to talk about it or let this information out, I can confirm his left testicle has reduced back to normal size. And here he is now to welcome you back.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. One thing I've got to pull you up on.
One thing.
Bruce Forsyth isn't buried. He's cremated and his ashes are under the stage at the London Palladium.
Oh, fitting tribute to the man.
Some might say.
I would say, weirdly enough, this evening I was having a debate about Bruce Forsyth.
Why?
Obviously, you know I'm a big fan. For me, national treasure, one of the all-time great entertainers, can do it all. A triple threat, probably a quadruple threat.
Yeah.
But others think he's a wrong'un.
Oh, no, hang on. Why?
They say, oh, he's creepy, he was weird, or all this sort of stuff. Creepy with Tess Daly. He's carrying her through that fucking show.
I don't really remember Tess Daly, but
she's not memorable.
No, I know she's on that dancing show. Yeah. And she annoys me on that.
Well, there you go. Brucey never annoyed you on that, did he?
No.
Brucey never annoyed you, did he?
No.
And we thank him.
I can't think that he did.
We thank him, National Treasure. He never did anything wrong. He's no yew tree.
He's no yew tree.
You know, he was a yew tree. All the wrong ones. Brucey, clear. Until it comes out, we must remember him as a national treasure. Anyway, how are you?
I'm okay. The people may notice that the start of this episode, in terms of volume, is all over the place.
How are you remixing?
Not intentionally.
Very much a DJ Jazzy Jeff situation over there.
But I was looking at the wrong...
trousers grommet?
Yeah. So I was trying to control your spikes in... when you talk, and I may have been switching me down and you up, or vice versa. So, if this is all over the place...
That one's for the tech heads out there.
Yeah, clearly. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. Rosie and Jim, can't complain. I won't complain.
You can't complain and you won't complain.
Can't complain, won't complain. Can't cook, won't cook. Brucey was probably on that at some point. Nah, he's too good for that. How are you over there, apart from fiddling with your knobs?
Well, I've figured it out. I think I was loud throughout that, and you were quiet. So it might be all right.
The people have missed out. To sum up, Bruce Forsyth, national treasure. Gavin has a large swollen testicle, which is now reduced to a normal size after a procedure. If you did miss out on that, get in touch if you want to see pictures.
I'd rather we didn't.
No, because... people have to ask these days. You can't send unsolicited dick pics or testicle pics, I'd imagine. Same thing.
I should imagine it's very much the same thing.
I wouldn't just willy-nilly throw my dick pic out there unless it asked for it. Especially these days, you've got to be careful. I think a testicle, probably less offensive.
Less offensive, less sexy?
Yeah, no one's getting turned on by a testicle or turned off by a testicle. If anything, just something to look at.
And I think you can be turned off by a testicle.
Can be turned off by a testicle.
I think so.
Only if it is grotesque and swollen. A normal sized testicle.
Oh, no, I think
colouring.
No, I would argue that a swollen testicle is more interesting than a normal testicle.
Each to their own, I guess, when it comes to testicles. And you know, you can't judge people for what they like. You like a swollen testicle.
Apparently
you
so.
You love to see it. Matt, get in touch. He did, of course, have a swollen testicle. He doesn't anymore.
He doesn't anymore. Can't just say that.
He doesn't anymore. So. Can get in touch with him, maybe.
Ah, jeez. Sorry, Matt. Dan, how are you?
Matt Dan. You've asked me this and I was still good. How are you?
I don't know. I got distracted by testicle chat. What have I been up to? Well, I attended a sporting event this very weekend.
You entered the sporting arena.
I didn't. I wasn't playing. Oh. You understand that, right?
I understand.
Okay. I went to Wembley Stadium for the FA Cup semi-final between Manchester City and Chelsea. Making it the second game, only the second game I've gone to this season, and both of them have been Manchester City versus Chelsea.
Big Man City guy.
Not really. I will say, went with the same friend who drove to Manchester with. This time, a much shorter journey to Wembley. Now, Wembley, What do you think of it?
As a place or the stadium?
Well, stadium.
The stadium, I'm never blown away by it. It's fine. And then we know transport issues.
Transport is an issue there.
Getting out of there is nigh on impossible sometimes.
Yes, it is.
You live there. You have to live there for a couple of hours and you have to be okay with it.
Yeah. So I'll tell you about my day. I went along. Picked up my friend who had finished work early. We headed over. We got there. She starts to say she's feeling hungry. Now, one thing you do know about Wembley, there's a lot of places along the side of Wembley Way there. You can pick up something. She decides she's going to get something when we get in there. A decision has been made. We go up. We've been told increase security because they're getting ready for the Champions League final. This is a practice run for them.
For the real stuff.
For the real thing. I would say it was very lax security.
Oh.
Go up to the steps to go up. They just say, have you got your tickets? I pull out the tickets. They wave us through.
Is this a tip for people?
For the Champions League final wanting to start trouble? Yeah. Go up there. You go in. You put your ticket through the barrier. You go in. There's a metal detector. You go through the metal detector. The guy's got a wand thing. Does that over you. That's all fine.
Very much a Paul Daniels approach to security.
He says to me,
you're like this.
Not a lot. Can you undo your jacket? So I've got a retro Chelsea jacket on from the 1970 FA Cup final. I undo it. I've got my Chelsea shirt underneath. He says to me, oh, you're very much supporting Chelsea today. Like I would be there for any other reason.
He might have thought you were a corporate guy.
Not the way I was dressed. And then like he goes over my pocket. He's like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's my phone. And he goes over my other pocket. He's like, oh, what's that? I mean, that's my car keys. He's like, oh, okay. And just let me through. I'm going to say security was not as intense as they claimed it would be. They said allow extra time.
Well, he's asked all the right questions.
Yes.
What is it?
What is it? I've told him. He's accepted that.
You look like you've got a trustworthy faith then. Yeah. So compliments to you, I'd say.
Thank you very much. So we go in. Last time we were there was last summer, and we ended up drinking, I don't know what those things were. They were a little bit fruity, and I don't know, was it water? It felt like water. It was not water. But there was some, like, hard seltzery type thing.
Yes.
They went down easy. A little too easy, some might say. This time, there was not an offer. You could get a beer or a cider. I ended up getting 2 glasses of wine.
For the sophisticated football fan.
Exactly. Had a look for food. There were some pies.
Any more pies? What sort of pies?
I think they had 2 or 3 different pies. Steak, maybe a chicken and mushroom.
And a cheese and onion.
Possibly. Yeah.
We've had a guess.
I was going to go with maybe a curried pie.
Oh, maybe a butternut squash.
No, I don't think so.
Or a cherry pie.
No.
There's many pies.
There were savoury pies. The food thing is not happening. Then just, you know, about 20 minutes before kickoff, I think, I'll nip off to the toilet. I nip off to the toilet. While I'm there, there's popcorn. I think she's hungry. I'll get her some popcorn. I buy a big tub of popcorn. How much is that going to cost at Wembley?
£8.
£9.
Oh, that's
you
good
were
guessing.
Pretty close.
Good guess. But the good thing about that guess is I didn't go too high to piss all over your chips.
Which is nice change. That was fine. The popcorn was fine. She was enjoying the popcorn. She said this is actually pretty good. I'm not sure if it was just she was that hungry.
I can't imagine eating popcorn at a football match.
Well, I was of the opinion, much like I am at the cinema, you buy your popcorn, you get it down before the before the film. For this one, you're getting it down before the match. So,
because if you stand for a goal, popcorn's everywhere.
I mean, it was Manchester City versus Chelsea. You're not standing for any goals. There's no goals coming. Got through most of it, then put it down under the seat. Guy next to me, very excited with a girl
popcorn.
About the game, with a girl who I assumed was his girlfriend, who seemed less interested, but he was pointing out who everybody was all the time. Anytime any Man City player did something wrong, they were a melt. Kept saying melt. It just over and over. Once you've seen it, once you've heard it, you can't ignore it. He kept grabbing her leg, though, at any exciting moments, like grabbing the leg. So that was fun. Before, he was bouncing a lot. His leg was bouncing up and down. And I said to my friend, what is this? Is this excitement or coke? Like, I can't. She reckoned it was just excitement.
Okay.
And he did seem to settle down once the game had started. Game was the game. It didn't go. It was fairly frustrating. Then Man City scored, and they started to sing, which was nice because we hadn't heard them before then. The atmosphere was not the best.
It didn't so much sour
as everyone was just deflated because it seemed undeserved, and like we were doing better than that. But you don't score goals, you don't win games. And then right at the end, Mudrik had a free kick, which he put promptly over everybody's head and out for a goal kick, at which point I would say 50% of the Chelsea end went, fuck this, and got up and started to walk out.
It was a good time to go. They're not coming back after that.
No, and I mean, it was about 30 seconds before the end anyway.
Yeah.
Then getting out was the problem. I warned my friend, she'd not been there before. I said, this will be an issue. And it's all very much hurry up and wait. They've got these traffic lights for people. They block you off. But the thing that surprised me was obviously we came out. I figured all the Chelsea fans would be out first and the Man City fans would be celebrating or something. But no, they were all there as well. So now there's no real separation between fans. Now, this seemed to be an issue. At first, you know, people were singing songs. That was fine. It was all fine. We got up to the bit where it's the bridge. And there were rival fans singing at each other under the bridge, which was quite good because the bridge gave it a bit more echo.
And when you say singing under the bridge, is that the Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Yes.
Fantastic.
They're doing a variation of it.
Oh, like at the All Saints version.
Yes.
Lovely.
Then you've got the steps up to the station. And they had like maybe three sets of steps either side with the police in the middle. That didn't stop a couple of Chelsea fans having a go, did it? No, I got to see a couple of the guys get arrested.
Oh, good stuff. Bit of a scuffle.
Yeah, they went right over them. The thing was, the police were in the middle. They went through the police to get to them.
Oh, guys, come on. We don't need that.
It was the only two that I saw, but... then it's the journey home. So, overall... I don't know what you can do there, to be honest, but they need to do something. It's the same every time. You've got 80,000 people coming out at the same time.
I don't know if there is a way of fixing this for them.
I think they need another train line the other side of the stadium.
That sounds like an expensive...
Really does.
Maybe have less people in the stadium. Close sections off, only have about 60,000.
That's still 60,000 people coming out at the same time.
We can cut it down to
200.
You bring five of each, fans. Otherwise, we're going to always get like this. I know someone who went to the Man United game the next day. He said he was stood in the queue for 2 hours.
To get out?
Yeah.
Was he a Coventry fan then? Because those Man United fans fucked off early.
I think he was going the same way as the Coventry fans. It's not a Coventry fan, but that's what held him up. He got stuck with them all. I don't know. Sounds like an absolute nightmare.
They tried something different the next day with
maybe
splitting up the fans.
People shouldn't get to semi-finals. Or don't have semi-finals at Wembley.
Yeah, I mean, they should have really just kept the final for Wembley. But you know...
They've got to make their money.
It was nice for me to be able to go to a game and not have to be entirely quiet the whole time, which I had to do when we went to... Man City. It was also nice this time to be sat next to my friend.
Yeah, handy.
Who, at moments of excitement or frustration, would punch my arm. And when I looked at her about this, like questioned her, she said, well, if I was at home, it would be the sofa. So essentially, I was the human sofa for her.
Well, good for you for not lashing out.
Yeah, you can't hit back.
Cheeky backhander. Settle down, love. Settle down. Eat your popcorn. Then punch.
So, yeah, that's what I did. What did you do?
What have I been up to? Well, I did, of course, celebrate St. George's Day, as I always do. Never miss it.
You know what? I know you did. I know you went to an event, but I didn't actually know it was St. George's Day.
It hasn't happened yet, has it, St. George's Day?
Has it not? Fuck me.
I think it's the 23rd, recording this on the 22nd, behind the scenes.
Oh, it's Earth Day today.
Earth Day, yes. Everyone pretends they care about the Earth for one day. The big corporates lot, they're all like, Earth Day, Earth Day. You're killing the planet, guys. You're killing it. So, yeah, celebrated St. George's Day. One of the great Georges, of course.
George Mildred.
George Mildred, one of the best. Also this week, I went to give blood, and now I correctly guessed my iron levels. What do you think about that?
That is quite impressive.
Thank you very much. Maybe not for everyone, but...
I mean, that's borderline nuts.
Well, she said, she's doing my iron levels. You've got to check your iron level before you give in the blood. And she said, and I said, what's it got to be between for me to be in a healthy range? She said 130 to 160, something like that. I don't really know. She said, what do you think it'll be? I said, 145. She said, I'll go 148 then. Boom, 145. Absolutely fucking nailed it.
I like that it became a conversation.
Yeah, she let out a bit of a scream. She went, oh! She said, well, when we had to go back into the other room, she's like, people are going to be wondering what we're doing. And I said, well, guessing iron levels, aren't we? Like, a fun couple of guys, you know, just guessing iron levels. So if you've ever guessed your iron level, well done.
Get in touch.
It's not easy. We could have a pot shop. I'll never be able to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time I had my blood taken, so maybe like a 135.
135, got to bring that up a bit. Come on, get some spinach down here.
I haven't had spinach for a while. What was your St. George's Day? Dress up as a knight and slay a dragon?
There was a knight dressing up. There was a helmet.
You're the helmet.
Put on the helmet. I wore the helmet again today. And I said to people, don't look at my helmet. And everyone found it very amusing. I don't know. Did people really celebrate St. George's Day? Just a night. Excuse for a piss up, isn't it?
Anything's an excuse for a piss up.
It's the English way. It's what St. George would have wanted.
Very much. Wasn't he Turkish?
He was Turkish.
Yeah. Okay.
You brought to this land the kebab.
Ah, well, that is reason enough to celebrate the man.
But, yeah, to fight off dragons...
To bring it over.
Yeah. The first kebab was probably a dragon.
I would have thought the first kebab was on his lance.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's in the kebab that rotates.
Finally, we've got
dragon meat.
Dragon meat. And if they can't get any of that, it's horse or rat.
There's a lot of rats to make up one of them.
Yeah, that's all right. Some rats are massive these days. You see them.
Yes. Our father is trying to chase one around the garden.
I see some rats sometimes. I'm like, whoa. What is it about rats that freak you out?
Nothing, really.
But then if you see one, like, close by, you're like, ooh.
I think it's just any animal that you're not expecting to see.
I did get scared by a squirrel this morning.
Same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This sudden movement.
To be fair, he jumped out of a bin at me. Not at me. I was walking past and he jumped out of a bin and I was like, fucking hell. It was well early and then the squirrel coming out of a bin. That is pretty scary. He's just unexpected. Rattle and the squirrel's running at you.
I understand what you are saying, but you've used the phrase... squirrel jumping out of you is pretty scary. And
well, you don't know what they've got.
Well, he's been in the bin. As we know, he might have a Suckathon 2000 or whatever it was maybe. That Rob told us about last week.
Or rabies. Do squirrels have rabies?
I don't know.
I wouldn't eat a squirrel.
I mean...
I don't eat any animals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If someone said to me, eat a squirrel for... how much money?
$500,000.
Yeah, get that down me.
I don't know that I could.
A squirrel for $500,000. That is game changing.
Is the squirrel already prepared?
Or do you have to beat it to death.
It was not the bit that I was wondering about.
How are you going to cook it?
It was like somebody cooked it for me.
I put it in one of those water bath things, you know, on the MasterChef. I put it in the water.
Okay.
To kill the squirrel, probably swing it around my head a few times, launch it into a wall, then I'd just chuck it on a barbecue after peeling the skin off. And then I've got £500,000 and Debbie McGee will be very impressed. I can spend £80 for a night with her. Again, she's not a prostitute, but she's doing an evening with Debbie McGee. She has asked me to promote this. £80 a ticket.
Where is it?
The local area. The local area.
Somewhere near Maidenhead.
Probably around Maidenhead. Get involved. Hosted by Tony McHale.
No one knows.
There will be Terry's Chocolate Orange. Some of the packaging will be damaged. she's asked me to tell you that. Anything else you've been up to, sir?
Not really. I've been getting annoyed at the world. That's probably not a good
thing.
Not
on Earth Day, I hope. Don't blame the Earth.
No, well, there a couple of things. Well, I'll tell you the one, and that's because I can remember his name. The other guy, I can't remember his name.
Brilliant.
Rishi Sunak, with his, well, there's a couple of things. One, that sick note thing about people not being, basically milking the system, and he said, people aren't three times more sick now than they were, like, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. They probably are, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, just such a poor thing to say. I know we don't have to put up with him for much longer.
No, but he's how somebody can be so out of touch with the country they're supposed to be in charge of is incredible. And we thought Boris Johnson was bad.
Who sang the song Out of Reach?
I'm sorry, what? Who sang the song Out of Reach?
Out of Reach. Remember Gabrielle? Maybe?
Yeah.
We'll settle for Gabrielle. She never did wrestle anyone.
Well,
and disability.
Yeah.
One eye. Yeah, one eye, or does she just wear a patch?
I think she's got a problem with one eye.
Yeah, you wouldn't just choose to wear a patch.
She just wears her hair over her eye now all the time.
Parking must be a nightmare. Can she drive? If she does, probably got a blue badge to park quite near.
Yeah, I mean, depth perception would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah. God, she must be terrible at squash. Yeah. And other racket sports, I'd imagine.
Just squash. Maybe that's what happened to the eye.
Yeah.
Squash fall.
How would she play pool? I don't think she'd be able to.
I mean, I think she could.
You're saying she can play pool?
Yeah.
What about archery?
Yeah, I mean...
Archery, good, because she's going to close that eye anyway.
You may well close an eye.
Gabrielle, she's a true warrior. And we've got to respect her, because she is disabled. And Sunak's all like, oh, she's a sick note. She's not. She bloody turned out songs that...
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
Why is she doing one song every 10 years?
I don't know that he was particularly targeting Gabrielle.
That's how I took it. Very much how I took it. And I was fucking outraged. I got in touch with her. I said, I hope you're okay, love. She said, you've messaged me four times this week. It's weird.
Stop calling me disabled.
And I keep saying, how many fingers am I holding up? For a laugh. She loves it. She fucking loves that one. I'm always getting over that.
With the that took a turn I wasn't expecting, and we won't bother with the other person I'm angry with because
we don't know his name.
But he's a disingenuous prick. You can judge what's in the news and figure it out for yourself.
That's bloody Bobby Davro, isn't it?
It's never Bobby Davro. But as we're on a musical kind of side, I saw this week, and it happened. Christ knows when it happened. But Shaggy was out there talking about his song.
It wasn't me.
Says, people have misunderstood this song.
It was him.
It was him.
Fucking hell, I knew it. Got that from the song.
He said that the song isn't about cheating, like everyone thinks it is. It's actually an anti-cheating song. A little quote for you. It was a big misconception with that song, because that song is not a cheating song. It's an anti-cheating song. It's just that nobody listened to the record to the end.
Well, you get the idea after half of it.
There's a part in the record where it's a conversation between two people, and you have one guy, which is me at that point, giving that bad advice, like, bro, how could you get caught? Just tell her it wasn't me. And then at the end, the guy says, I'm going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain I've caused. I've been listening to your reason. It makes no sense at all. Going to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You might think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. Nobody hears that part. That's what the song says.
Well,
so there you go. If anyone's been thinking about this for the last 24 years, because apparently that was in 2000.
Where does the time go?
Yeah.
Well, I'll forget about it and I'll go back to thinking how I originally thought about it.
Not at all.
you can't change my mind on this one, Shaggy. Sir Shaggy? As Scooby-Doo would say. Let's have a quick fire quiz. It's very quick. It's very easy. One clue per person. That's all you get.
Is there any link of anything?
St. George.
Nah.
The people called George.
Oh, I'm Graham. I might be out.
You'll be surprised. Seven of George's. Quick fire. Let's go. I famously made an instrument cry.
George Harrison.
George Harrison, the clue there being?
While my guitar gently weeps.
Lovely stuff. Am I a colour-shifting reptile?
That is...
Tim the Toolman Taylor turned up. Lovely.
Oh, Boy George.
Boy George. I'm a chameleon, of course.
Yes.
Although I'm not medically trained, I have played the role of a doctor at least twice.
Clooney?
Clooney, indeed.
Twice.
ER?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Friends?
Ah.
And he may have done others.
Who knows?
Probably has. He's done a lot of work. I was known as the fifth of these insects.
Fifth?
I was known as the fifth of these insects.
Fifth beetle? The producer? Is it the producer? No.
We're looking for a George. Remember? I sound like Grant Mitchell. Remember, we're looking for a George. Fifth beetle was a George.
I don't know. This is going to hurt.
We can come back to it.
I don't know that we should.
It's claimed that this George was born on the 31st of July 2022.
It's claimed?
We don't know for sure.
I don't know. Prince George?
I think we do know when Prince George was born. That one is more cartoony, so we're not sure exactly when he was born.
George...
Meet?
George Jetson.
George Jetson.
2022. Apparently. So he's been born now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not really flying around here.
Not yet, but when he's an adult, look out. I died on Christmas Day.
George Michael.
I have an yes, that's correct. I have an estimated net worth of $5.5 billion.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I don't know who's rich.
I think, big movies scene.
Oh, that... Oh. And, fucking Lucas.
Fucking Lucas. George Lucas. And finally, the fifth Beatle.
I know the fifth Beatle.
You do.
Oh, it's George Best.
It's George Best.
I mean, not the obvious clue. I thought of...
Well, you can't have an obvious clue. Too easy. You'll be quizzed out. You're a quiz machine these days. You've got to be ready. I can't just dish out easy clues. Who do you think I am? George Clooney?
George Clooney.
Fucking hell. Clooney. Don't know.
Do you know Ken Allen?
Should I? The friend of yours?
He's not a friend of mine. He died in... died December 1st, 2000.
If I did know him and you're breaking it to me like this, that'd be terrible.
Also, it would be 24 years after his death. Well, so
just keep messaging him. No one's getting
Born February 13th, 1971. Does that help you?
No?
No? Okay. He was known as the Harry Houdini. Does that help you?
No.
No. So he was an orangutan.
Oh.
I just really like the fact that his name is Ken Allen, for a start.
So he's got a surname.
Yeah.
He's from the Allen family.
Yeah. He became one of the most popular animals in the history of the San Diego Zoo because of his many successful escapes. So, he was born at the zoo, and he gained worldwide attention for a series of three escapes. So he got out three times. During some of his escapes, his female companions joined him, and he would outwit his keepers. He had his own fan club and was the subject of T-shirts and bumper stickers, most reading Free Ken Allen.
You don't need to do that. He's free himself.
Yeah, and a song called The Ballad of Ken Allen. Apparently, he ended up getting prostate cancer, which is quite sad.
Oh, no.
And they had to put him down. But in 1985, during his three escapes on the 13th of June, the 29th of July, and the 13th of August, and one a month, he peacefully strolled around the zoo looking at other animals.
Oh, brilliant.
Just wanted to go and see things. He was never violent or aggressive towards the people at the zoo, either the keepers or the other visitors, like he was a visitor, yeah. Or the other animals. They couldn't figure out how he managed to escape. So they began a surveillance of his enclosure to try and catch him. I need to find out that he seemed to be aware that he was being watched, and so he didn't try and get out. Then,
well, smart Keith Allen,
Ken Allen, yeah. Then they had zookeepers go in as undercover as tourists, and to see if they could see him escape. Them, he wasn't fooled by that either. He knew who they were. Didn't try and escape. In the end, they had to hire rock climbers to find every finger, toe and foothold within the enclosure to eliminate them, and so he couldn't get out. They spent $40,000 to do this.
Is that 40,000 zoo dollars?
No, actual dollars.
Did it turn out he had his own set of keys?
Yes, it was just a man in a suit.
You've got to check for the keys.
It doesn't actually say how he ever got out, so I assume maybe it was those
keys.
Keys, yeah.
Keys, or someone else has let him out, but and the other animals.
The interesting thing about it was his story was in Time magazine in 2011 as one of the top how many zoo escapes? This is an article. The top...
Seven.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is like one of your quizzes. 11. 11?
Well, if you've got another good one...
I mean, you could drop one. You could just put one as an honourable mention that isn't so good or something, surely.
Was he Time magazine's orangutan of the year?
For...
2011.
Well, 2011 he was dead. He's been dead 11 years.
How did he get prostate cancer?
How did he get a prostate cancer? He just did. He
just got it.
Yeah.
That's the worst way of getting it, sometimes, because you never see it creeping up on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see the prostate, to be honest.
Do you check a prostate of the orangutan? Not you. I mean, your personal
life. It's not in my job description.
You wouldn't check, would you?
I mean, unless he was showing signs.
They're rummaging up there all day long, aren't they? Throwing the shit and stuff.
Well, he wasn't. He was busy just walking around the zoo, having a look at some of the animals.
Oh. Rest in peace, big fella.
What was his name?
Keith Allen.
No.
Keith Allen's dad. He's quite a hairy man. Not on his head.
Very much not on his head.
Who's your favourite Alan? Keith, Lily or Alan? Alfie.
Can I choose Ken?
You can have Ken. Yeah. One of the family. One of the rest.
Ken Allen is my favourite Alan. Otherwise, I'm going... I might go Lily.
Lily? She had a couple of hits back in the day, didn't she?
She did.
Keith, of course, had Vindaloo. Another fine piece of work.
And Alfie was in Game of Thrones.
Sure.
Sure. I think he had his penis chopped off in that.
Just in the show?
I don't know that he went method for it.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be that committed to being on the show.
Yeah, you'd really have to be paid for that one, wouldn't you? That's more than $500,000.
I'd probably do it on Record Breakers or something, but not... Yeah.
Just for the record?
Yeah, the record.
The gold record? They give you a gold record on Record Breakers, or am I imagining that?
I don't think so. Probably got a book, haven't you?
The Guinness Book of Records.
Booking a certificate.
Signed by Norris McWhirter.
Chris Akabusi gives you a couple of awoogas and on your way. And I thank him for my awoogas. Peace out.
Peace out, awooga.
Awooga out.
Oh, but of course we know people can look back in the archives and find the origin of the awooga. Which is one of our very first episodes.
I don't remember who it was. Was it Akabusi or was it Fashanu?
John Fashanu.
We don't know.
We can't remember.
Let's just say Craig Charles.
We're not
Craig Charles, wasn't it? It's one of them.
Craig Charles might be in there as well, yeah.
Of course, Craig Charles, if you're a fan of Craig Charles, he does follow me on Twitter, so...
Very strange.
I don't follow him. So
even stranger.
He's a fan. He's a fan, and we thank him.
He's a fan of you.
I'll get
just
him on the
you.
Show. Just me and him. He'll ask for you not to be on.
Well...
Right.
Good luck getting it recorded.
Just me shouting through a phone at him, saying, I don't know how to put this on the internet. Right, what else are we doing? Last week's question.
It wasn't a lot of answers, so we'll crack on. Aaron from Z1 said, at a boot fair once, next to a lady selling dismembered dolls for 10p a pop, which is an interesting visual, I found Squeezes Up the Junction purple vinyl. Not an amazing find, but it was weird to see it amongst a mountain of Barbie heads.
Yeah. It's a banging tune.
That's pretty much what I said to him. A fantastic song.
Can't knock it. I won't allow you.
The Evgen guy found a mechanical pencil at a job over a decade ago. It's not a special mechanical pencil in any way. In fact, it's probably one of a pack of 50 they buy as disposable, but I've used it every time I've drawn since.
Wow.
I've bought others since that are fancier, but I keep going back to it. A bit of comfort there.
That's quite the find. I don't really understand what a mechanical pencil is.
We don't need to.
It's made of HB.
No, what about an H?
You can get an H.
You can get a 2B.
2B or not 2B.
You can get a 4B, I think.
Oh, that's a lovely
too
big.
Too soft, if anything.
Lovely big.
And then our third and final one, because I need three answers this week. What has Ollie found? He has found disappointment in... I'll read it as he's written it. Disappointment in myself, feeling the need to listen to a friend's podcast each week.
Well, whoever that friend is, I'm sure they're very grateful. Yes. Probably James Acaster, let's say.
He did say, I may need some advice on how to tell them. I mean, to be fair, if he's discussing us, he doesn't need to listen. He can just download that. We're fine with that. You don't need to listen.
Lovely Welsh download. Lovely boys, Welsh. What's this week's question, sir?
So, this week's question is a bit of a strange one. It's based on two things. One, a new TV show that I think E4 are doing. And the other is David Hay, because for some reason he was brought up in my mind during the week. And it is the thought of a thruple. So I think this E4 show is they're getting two people and they're bringing a third in, and then somebody they have to decide which one to go with. So it's not really a thruple, but kind of for a little bit. Anyway, the question is, who would you have in your thruple? You don't have to pick your partner. This is a fantasy.
Just pick yourself.
Yes,
you've got to be in it.
I think you've got to be in it.
You've got to be in a thruple to a couple and a bubble.
Okay,
he's lost it. Yeah, nowhere to go with that one.
Yes. So who?
Get in touch. Who would you want in your thruple? Would you chuck David Hay in, because he's already got experience with a thruple and he knows how they work? He's got the mechanics.
You wouldn't want, what was her name? Una Healy. She didn't like it, did she?
She had a go for it though, didn't she?
She did, and then she's out.
She might want back in.
Possibly, maybe in a more dominant role.
Get in touch. What did you find? Did you find anything?
There's a little Buddha that I found, and I don't know what it is, what it's made of or where it's from, but I found that. I mean, this week I found a Sonic the Hedgehog character that a child had clearly dropped at work.
Sonic, was it Sonic?
It wasn't Sonic, it was, I don't know the Sonic characters, Girl Sonic.
Ooh, Sonico.
Yes, let's say Sondico. There's that. One of my old social media posts was, I found a £5. That's my lunch sorted today.
Happy day.
So
ate the £5. What a way to live your life.
What about you?
I remember finding Tetris the Game for Game Boy.
That seemed to be a common thing, didn't it?
Really?
I feel like it was out there because it came with the Game Boy.
Never had a Game Boy there, so... Yeah. Never had a Game Boy. Just looked at that Tetris little cartridge thing, thinking, that's pretty sweet. Love to have a go at that one day. Love to have a go.
You ever played Tetris?
I have played Tetris since.
Did that quench the thirst.
Yeah, you get it after a couple of minutes. Yeah. Not really a big Tetris guy.
No.
I can see why people like it.
Satisfying.
Satisfying.
Blocks go away.
But it must be a bit stressful as well when they come really flying down.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't like that kind of stress in my life. So Tetris, probably not the game for me.
Okay.
Good. Join us next week. Oh, no. Right, shall we listen to some music?
I think we already did listen to the music. Do you want to go?
You gave me the Sarlacc Pit by Sarface.
Yes.
Very much up my street. Wasn't aware of the song, really. Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang Clan. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
And did you get the third person?
I don't recall.
It was Frankie Pulitzer. I think he called himself something else as well. But apparently that is Mr. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy? Interesting.
Because he does a bit where he throws in that line about coming for a fucking shootout thing in there as well, just to let you know it's him. But yeah, so that's, I heard about that, and then I mean you can kind of hear it, but he's doing his slightly American voice, like his Venom voice or something.
I'll have to listen to it again so I can recognise Tom Hardy. We thank him. And then you gave me I Used to Be Fun by Teen Jesus.
And the Gene Teasers, which, as a name, really quite a lot of fun.
You love a bit of wordplay. I wasn't a fan of the chorus so much.
Okay.
But I preferred the other bits. What's the other bits of a song called? Not the chorus.
Verse?
Yeah, didn't mind the verses. They were pretty good.
That's weird, because normally you're a chorus guy.
And normally we would say chorus guy, but I prefer the other bits. Overall, not too bad.
Okay, we'll call that a win. Yeah. You gave me Cuban Links by Seafood Sam. I very much like the sample that he used. It's not very long. It's 2 minutes, basically. It went by very quickly, so much so that I had to give it a couple of listens because I wasn't quite sure what was going on. Yeah, it was all right. But was I a fan of his rapping more than the sample? I don't think I was.
You weren't.
Did enjoy the sample a lot, though. We also had two listener ones this week. We had from that F King guy, Strut by Steven Seagal.
The actor Steven Seagal.
What did you make of this?
It really was an incredible piece of work.
If you haven't listened to it, and I would recommend you do at least once.
Got to take it in.
It is Steven Seagal attempting reggae. And it is possibly the funniest song I've ever heard in my life.
It's mad. It's actually mad. I don't understand why he's done this or why
he made an entire album.
It's acceptable.
It doesn't seem acceptable.
I don't think it's acceptable.
Don't know what he is. He's a his background's a mystery, isn't it? But it was the reason it was sent our way is one line that he says. So basically, the woman on the track does most of the work. She asks a boy what you really want all night, and his response is, "Me want the punani."
So unacceptable. I think it's unacceptable. For
C for make nice. Yeah. Now that I think that second part is more offensive.
C for make nice. That's how he's doing it.
Yeah.
Me want the punani.
He's doing it like that. He really is.
It's quite something.
It's probably wrong on very, very many levels. But I'm going to say it's just funny.
It is funny. It's definitely funny. I don't know if for the right reasons. Seagal, actor, musician, martial artist.
Triple threat.
Could we say... We'll probably stop there. No, law enforcement.
Oh, yeah. Deputy or something,
isn't
he?
You've got to say, at the end of the day, he's lived a life.
He has.
You can't criticise him out for that.
You can't criticise him for living.
For being a bit racist, but... Not on purpose. He's not done it on purpose. No harm, no malice in his racism. So sometimes it's all right.
It's the way I like my racism. No harm, no malice.
Yeah.
We also had from Matthew the All American Rejects with Dirty Little Secret. Did you remember this?
Something, something, dirty little secret. I mean, I'm just saying the words. Barely a tune there. I did remember it once I heard it, and I thought, oh, yeah, this is a good, fun song. I always think with songs like this, do you know what I always think? I probably have this on Scrubs. The chances are it wasn't on Scrubs. But I always think with songs like this, Scrubs.
Songs of a certain time, you think Scrubs. I don't think it was on Scrubs. It was nice to hear it again.
Good. I enjoyed it so much so I put it in my liked songs.
Ooh.
I think that might be the third All-American Reject song I've got in my liked songs. So well done there.
Can I ask, did you have Steven Seagal strut on your liked songs?
I haven't had it yet. Haven't had it.
Thinking about it?
Can't commit to that just yet. I've got to be honest.
Can I have a guess at two other songs?
Yes.
Is it Gives You Hell?
Yes.
And is it Swing Swing?
Yes, it is.
There you go. That's the entire back catalogue of All American Rejects for you.
Lovely stuff.
What have you got for us this week?
I've got two here. One is Quick Is the Name by DJ Quick.
Okay.
There's no C there.
Okay.
And another one. I keep seeing this girl on TikTok. I'm like, who is this person? Where do I recognise her from? And I Googled it. Anyway, the song is called Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. Are you familiar with Sabrina Carpenter's work?
The name is familiar and I don't know why.
I think she recently was on stage with Swift.
It won't be,
where there was about a 2 foot difference in height, which was hilarious to see.
Well, Swift is a giant.
She's a gigantor. And Sabrina Carpenter, she was in the TV show Girl Meets World.
Oh, the Boy Meets World follow-up.
Indeed. And now she's a pop star and she's dating Paddy O'Irish.
Paddy O'Irish.
Didn't mean to say that.
When you said Seagal was racist and you pulled out Paddy O'Irish.
Who's that guy?
Some Irish man.
Barry something. Who was that in that show, Drinking the Bathwater? Is that him?
Oh, okay.
Was he in that?
Well, I know of the thing.
She's banging it. Good luck to him. Power couple. Yeah. The next power couple. The next Kelsey and Swift, people are saying. I've said it.
I've got two for you. I've got The Sink by Hey Nothing. That's the name. And one that I listened to on my way to the football on Saturday, Liquidator by Harry J. Allstars.
I thought it was going to be Blue Day by Suggs.
I also heard that.
Cecilia.
You brought up a thing there about the Drinking the Bathwater. Have you seen the show that lots of people have been talking about? Have you seen that Baby Reindeer?
I have not. I've heard of it. I've seen a bit of it on Gogglebox and I've seen bits on TikTok.
Oh, so you got the idea.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was pretty good. I got warned that I would find certain bits of it very disturbing. And I didn't find it that disturbing. I don't know what that means about me.
Who was warning you of this?
People I work with. They said, oh.
Just a TV show, guys. Chill out.
Yeah. They were like, well, I mean, it comes up with a warning, depicts sexual violence or something. And it does. But, I mean, I wasn't disturbed by it. It
seems like everyone's outing who this person is now.
Yeah, that seems unnecessary.
Probably shouldn't do that.
No.
They were trying hard to not.
He did really try not to, and he refused to say, and now people have been doing a bit of searching. I'm assuming you've got nothing else, no?
We've got two songs I'm listening.
Oh, of course we have.
Thank you very much. Matthew has given us a new one by your favourite band, Alien Ant Farm. They're back with a song called Fade. Fade.
By Fade, do you mean that Michael
Movies.
Jackson one?
I'm not sure if it's a cover of Kanye West's Fade. If it is, I'd love to hear it, because they do a good cover. So, find out. And we have another one from Joshua Wilson. It's called Electric Avenue.
Yes.
By Mr. Eddie Grant.
Have you been to Electric Avenue?
I haven't. I'd love to go.
You've probably been very close to it, because it's Brixton.
Is it really?
Yeah. Very near the station.
I've got strong memories of this song, and I'll tell you for why next week. Strong memories!
Because you've been rocking down.
No,
on Tommy. Before we disappear, I will just say, and I'm a big fan of people doing this sort of thing, because it involves us. Lovely Rob Jones as part of his podcasting, his Lone Wolves Collective. He's just kind of gathered everything in one place. But he put a little post up with podcasts he's been listening to, and he put us amongst them. And he put a little description about each one. And this is what he said about us. Be There With Belson. Guaranteed to have you laughing like a ghoul on the bus to work. The nicest boys in podcasting have also been on the telly. So kind of celebrities. That's what we've wanted, isn't it?
One day people will look back at me and think, we didn't appreciate him when he was here.
Anthony.
And now he's dead. And then they'll just move on with their lives. What was the point of that? Thank you, Rob Jones. Lovely, yeah. Rob Jones is official title, of course. Oh, you should change his name to Lovely Rob Jones.
I don't know that you can call yourself lovely. I think it's...
Well, everyone else does it.
I think it's a thing that has to be bestowed upon you.
Bestow the loveliness upon thee, as they say exactly. In the oldie time.
Anyway.
Get in touch with what is the thing about...
Who would you have in a thruple?
It's a bold one. If we get any answers, I'll be amazed. With good luck. Are you having a thruple?
Otherwise, it's just going to be me and you discussing who we'd have in thruples next week.
Yeah, banging on about David McGee and one of her mates from the chess club she goes to.
It's going to be...
Just so she's comfortable.
We didn't say living or dead, so you could have...
Well, I'm not having someone dead.
Well, they think you could have them back to life. You could have Debbie McGee, not Paul Daniels. No. And Dale Winton. The two pillars of your life.
And I am licking that vagina as he penetrates me from behind. Thank you, Dale.
Okay.
Are you ready to go shopping? Not yet, Dale. You haven't finished.
Maybe he doesn't want him. He wants to go shopping. get in touch with us if you want to let us know who you'd have in your thruple. Celebrity thruple, by all means. If you have actual people, it might be a bit weird. Maybe just make it celebrity thruple.
We'll get them on the show, see if they're interested.
We might be able to set it up for you. Get in touch with us if you want to add a song to the playlist. If you know any racist songs by B-list action stars, send them our way, apparently. Get in touch with us about anything at all. We always love to hear from you.
Get in touch about your iron levels if you know them or can guess them.
I'm not sure the guessing one bit's going to work, really, unless we then measure everyone's iron levels. But thank you all for being with us once again. Look after yourselves. I don't know what impression Dan's going to do this time, but I hope you enjoy it, and I'll speak to you next week.
Oh, he hasn't got one lined up. Let's have a quick look at the Georges. Harrison, don't know how he speaks. Boy George, would be offensive. George Clooney, just generic American. George Best, couldn't tell you. George Jetson, George Michael, George Lucas. Right, join us next week. I've just named some Georges, and I can't think of an impression for you. So here's George Jetson. Hey, I'm from the future, but I'm not really. George Jetson. Hey! I'm like a cowboy. Not a cowboy. I'm up in the sky and I've got a dog and people live in the future. Thanks, George Jetson there. Join us next week. We'll be there with Belson. You'll be there with Belson. In the words of George Jetson, I've done that. Bye. Peace out, George Jetson.